You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 391, Dog & Pony Show Season 6, Episode 14, the season finale, recorded June 2022, posted April 2023. Send forth the spiders!
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar, a dungeon master. I use he, him pronouns. Today, it is Tuesday night. We are in Castle Ravenloft. That's right. The Dog and Bony crew is playing Curse of Strahd, and we join them mid-battle. They're in some of the deeper levels of Castle Ravenloft. They have found a dragon skull that they seek to return to the decrepit remains of an order of paladins who fought against Strahd, and their leader was killed and his head taken as a prize. They think perhaps they can return some dignity, some sanctity, some peace to those clerics and paladins from a long ago, more civilized time in Barovia. But in their quest to recover one dragon skull, they have been assaulted by many other skulls. That's right, skeletons, two hulking bone juggernauts, and all of this commotion has brought the Chamberlain of Castle Ravenloft, not Strahd himself, but his most loyal servant, Rahadine, the Dusk Elf, who has murdered countless hundreds in service to his dreadlord, Strahd von Zarovich, does not like what you are doing here in the basement of Castle Ravenloft, and has joined the fray. Let us look at the initiative order, because we are in combat, people. First up, it's Aline Sims. Hi, Aline.
Oh, no. Hi. Play Imris Soliana, the Wood Elf Ranger, and Androdite, the Mastiff Pup, who's keeping an eye on a creepy clockwork at the moment. Yeah, I'm going to take this opportunity to figure out what the heck I'm going to do.
Imra, you are followed by the bone juggernauts, one of them badly damaged and prone, and I believe marked as your quarry in the one corner of this skeleton-themed dining room. The other one, terrified, retreated in the other corner. The skeletal juggernauts are followed by one, Micah Sargent, or specifically, the character that he will be playing.
Yes, I play Elevor Landman, the half-elf druid, as well as Samus, the saber-toothed tiger, and Danu, the fey octopus. Elevor and I use he, him pronouns, and Samus and Danu use she, her pronouns.
Following the delightful Micah, it is Erica Ensign. Hi, Erica.
Hello, I play Brildish, the Dwarven Paladin. Her pronouns and mine are she, her. Brildish also has a celestial pony, until this Dusk Elf sends pony back to the celestial plane. Ponies, Pony Sindelarant's pronouns are he, him.
Let's see, after Brildish, or that is to say Erica, it's great when I'm using your human names and your character names interchangeably. Certainly that will not break my brain. It's Dan Morin. Morin.
Hello. It's me. I play Castan Onatar's Crucible, a Warforged cleric of the god Onatar, who uses they, them pronouns while I use he, him pronouns. Also, Crucible has cast a Spirit Guardian's aura that just went up at the end. Very excited. Ready to lay down some Spirit Guardians.
Following Crucible is Argal, the NPC. We'll talk more about Argal in a bit. After Argal is Rahadine, the villain and boss of this fight. And then it's Jane Red. Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody. I play Lena Dulina, the human rogue, as well as the aforementioned Argal. More I move him around and have him shoot stuff. but my pronouns and Lena's pronouns are she, her.
At the end of the initiative order here, we have Vasilika, NPC Flesh Golem, Piddlewick, NPC turned antagonist. Sorry, Piddlewick the second. I got to be careful. Piddlewick is a lovely ghost. We would none of us has a bad word to say about Piddlewick.
Nope. Only good.
Piddlewick the first, really just in all of our hearts, Piddlewick. Piddlewick the second, ghoulish automaton
terrible.
Created to replace Piddlewick. No fans present. And then last, at the bottom of the initiative order, Samus, the Sandra Tiger. All right. Aline, we start with you.
So Rahadin had just spoken to us, correct?
Yep. I think he said something about how you'll make wonderful trophies to share with his master. Just to be clear, he was not like offering you a deal. He was not trying to sell you something. He wasn't like, let us parlay, let's talk about this. I think he was more like, your skulls will make a welcome addition to this room, and I will serve your faces on a platter to my master and dreadlord.
Is this Tony's way of saying, hey, don't try to wiggle your way out of this?
Yeah, it ain't okay.
I'm just saying, this is Dungeons & Dragons. You are free to do whatever you want on your turn, but I don't know what your diplomacy skill is.
Lena's like, oh, thank the gods.
Oh, we know what my diplomacy skill is. Oh, yeah, we do. So,
smoke them if you got them.
Dang.
You are adjacent to the skull bone golem. I created this monster.
I'm real good with a longbow.
Mixed this
though.
Monster together, so I'm really bad at saying its name consistently because, yeah. Okay.
And it's granting advantage because it's on the ground. Is that correct? It is.
Yeah. I think I'm going to continue to hit this thing because...
Pummel.
Yes. Well, if I had like a mace, I would call it pummeling, but...
Yeah, I suppose. You have such a collection of magic weapons. Are you sure there's not a mace in there somewhere?
I have the mace. I just remembered I had a mace of terror.
But I am going to shout so... That, so I imagine with everything going on, I'm not sure who is in the room and who is not in the room. So I'm going to shout that, like, we are in trouble here. So that everybody.
A commanding battle cry. We are in trouble here.
So I think what you mean is we are in opportunity here.
No. So that everybody knows.
Dan, there's just something about when you say those words, I just want to hand you venture capital. I don't know why.
Tell you about some great deals, Tony.
And, I don't know what's going on in the other room, but I am going to try to hit this little bone, little bone
it's
construct.
It's quite large. It's twice as big as you.
Bone golem.
Yeah. Just itty bitty.
Chuck him under the chin.
I wouldn't believe it has a little tiny voice, though.
Hey, everybody. Hey, I'm going to smash you. You like my bones? They're all yellow.
All right, so this is my first time rolling my... It's not called the Pride Dice, but I'm going to...
It's pretty, though.
Roll my Pride D20 here.
Better start with a 20.
15 plus 6 21.
There you go.
That's plenty. Bone golems, big and lumbering, not that hard. Also, you had advantage. You might want to roll again just in case you get a 20. As the cool kids say.
Second roll was an 18.
So you definitely have.
And then for my second set, sorry, I got a 6 and then an 11. So the second one is 17 total.
That'll hit. You've hit twice now?
Hit twice. So that's 7 for my first hit, 3 for my second hit. And I do have Hunter's Mark active. So that gives me a D6, I believe. Let me just double check that. Yeah. That's another 4.
All right.
And that is magical damage. I'm using my battle axe plus 1. Broldish's battle axe plus 1.
Got it.
I'm going to have Andrade just kind of continue to keep an eye on Piddlewick the second, or Piddlewick 2. And I don't know that it matters now that our creepy aura friend is down here, but you know. Just to be sure.
All right. You are bashing bones off of the bone golem left and right. It is looking a little precarious. Is it the bone golem's turn, Aline?
I believe so.
All right. The bone golem...
At the start of the bone golem's turn, it's in the Spirit Guardian's aura.
Well,
Tony,
I don't like that.
I know. It's going to have to make a wisdom saving throw, please.
Dan, it's a pile of Bones. Its wisdom is really bad.
But it's seen a lot.
Bones have seen a lot.
It has so many skulls, though.
They're all empty.
Yeah, I
rolled a critical.
Come on.
Another one.
But all things being equal, we want him to spend his crit on that.
That's true.
That is how dice true. Work. Fair.
All things being equal, I'd like to have just done him a ton of damage.
Well,
but all things are not equal.
Excitingly. Exciting first roll for Tony the Dungeon Master.
Glad to hear all those bones came out of a library.
Hey, according to my listener survey, everyone's rooting for me.
How many listeners did you survey?
How
was
many
it
listeners
one and was it
did
you
survey? Yeah.
Some make find my methods statistically unsound. I think they're great. And my survey data says they're awesome. All right. So do I take no damage?
Ah, a successful save creature takes half as much damage. So eat it, Bone Golem.
All right. Well, how much is half as much damage, Mr. Crucible?
It's 7 because I rolled terribly.
All right. Also, fun fact.
Radiant, in case it matters.
Does not matter. Fun fact, the Bone Golem is losing its hit points because of how badly hurt it is. It has the falling apart property. So the Bone Golem is not doing great. But the key thing is the Bone Golem gets one last turn, which seemed questionable. I'm going to roll to see if my Bone Avalanche recharges. It does not. So my options are... claw attack.
That was only one option. Is there another one?
Nope. Oh, okay. My only option is claw attack. Broldish, are you imposing something on the Bone Golem? Such that, I guess the Bone Golem stands up also.
Yeah.
Does the Bone Golem care who it attacks? Is it somehow...
I don't have it like marked or anything like that, if that's a thing. But
all right. Well, you know what? Imra... You just attacked a bone golem. When you mess with the golem, you get the bones.
I can. I'm going to try to shove my shield in between and impose disadvantage. Yep.
All right. I'm rolling a claw attack with disadvantage. I have rolled. That made a big difference because I rolled an 18 and not an 18. I'm not going to check on numbers lower than 10 if they hit you, Aline. So
oh,
I am
thank
now.
Thank goodness. Okay.
I'm rolling my second attack because Bone Golem has multi-attack.
I can only do this once.
Yeah,
sorry.
So this is neither with advantage nor disadvantage. I have rolled, I feel okay about this, at 18? 18 total.
Yep.
You are going to take...
At least I stopped one.
12 slashing damage as the horrible femurs with jagged ends on the end of its giant bone fist tear into you.
Ow.
What is it when you're like?
How wooed?
Well, no. Yeah, I'm not looking super great.
All right, feel free to put a little red dot on your character if you're at less than half health to communicate with your team.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Elevor.
Oh wait, I need one of those.
Good job, team. Elevor, Broldish, get ready. Crucible, get a little, just like a scooch.
From the other room you hear, we are in trouble.
the first thing I'm going to do is send forth my spiders, and they are going to... They're going to use a dash action.
Send forth the spiders.
Yeah, and thank you for keeping us in initiative order, because that means they stay around longer than they would have if you had, you know, sort of fallen out of initiative. And so they will rush forward with a dash action. And they're using climb, so they're like on the ceiling. Okay. And here, to be fair, I will have them go back one since they would have had to like climb up. So there's their dash action.
Right. They skitter across the terrifying bone
ceiling,
dining room table, and ceiling of the bone.
Did you say there was a bone chandelier?
Yes.
Picturing giant spiders like just skittering over a bone chandelier.
Tony, can you let us know when he stands underneath the bone chandelier? No reason.
Oh, yeah. I'll say there's like 5 or 6 bone chandeliers in here. It's going to be hard for him not to stand under a bone chandelier.
That's great to know.
Just so
like this.
This is like their fancy trophy hall. They did not mess around. Like, one chandelier is a statement piece. Five chandeliers is a call for help. I am not a mental health professional, yeah, but this is my assessment.
Well, we know they didn't use the budget on artisans for the table, because the table was not very good.
Shoddy.
No, the table, it has a very, like this would not move on Etsy. Yeah,
there was a serious misunderstanding when somebody told them to show some spine.
Mm. Ooh, will I provoke an opportunity attack if I get over to Imra?
I think that there is probably a path that you could do that does not go next to the bone golem.
It might take you more.
I have a better idea. Tony, can you please bring Danu onto the table?
Oh, because Danu can deliver touch range
spells. Can deliver my spells, yes. Like, that's the only thing Danu can do, really.
Do we have a daughter token? I don't remember.
I did send it to you in Slack, but it could be gone by now.
We could also just say that Danu is
wherever you want Danu to be.
Yeah.
If you don't have time to find it, that's fine. And maybe, you know, while somebody else is turning. Anyway, point is, Danu has plenty of movement to squeak, 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 and sort of looks up at Imra and is kind of reaching up her arms or her tentacles and is seeing if you're going to let her climb up on Dia.
Yeah.
All right, so she climbs up and sort of sits next to your shoulder and kind of nuzzles her head piece against your head, and then you feel
does not have a long range of parts to nuzzle with. I guess
I would love for this to happen in real life. Is all I'm saying.
Right? Wouldn't that be so cool? And you feel a healing warmth come over you as you get 11 hit points restored.
Lovely. Thanks.
And that is all Elevore is going to be able to do for now.
Elevore, did we need to roll any attacks for you, or it was spiders attacking, Elevore healing?
It was spiders moving, and then, yeah, Elevore healing. That's all I can do.
All right. Broldish, you are next, followed by, followed by Crucible.
All right. Crucible, how many hit points are you down?
I'm at about half.
Literally, like, exactly how many are you
down?
I'm
32 out of 66. I'm almost literally at half, yeah.
All right, I will reach over and not bash a pile of bones.
I can also heal myself.
Brildish is... I know, but Brildish can heal it all at once.
What?
So, yeah. Brildish almost never uses lay on hands because she's busy smashing things.
Those are hands that can't hold an axe.
Yeah, so...
It's not called lay on axe.
But yeah. All right. So Brildish reaches out away from the pile of bones and over to Crucible and says, Mayhala's grace shine down upon you, and then touches touches Crucible and heals them for 32 points of healing.
Woo! Thank you.
Woo!
Feeling good.
Yep. And then Pony tries to smash the bones. I gotta use these pretty pony dice.
Yeah, love it.
Celestial. Yep. Yeah, his attack is not magical or anything. He's just gonna try to hoof things out. He does not do a very good job. He's distracted by the fact that Brildish did not smash something with an axe. So, yeah, rolled a 3 on the die there. So, but he's trying. He's just, you know, giving it a shot. That's it.
All right. Crucible, you are next.
So I trust we are basically trying to
unloading Micah's high quality tokens. Pay no attention to me.
Oh no, a giant octopus and a giant saber-toothed tiger have crashed this party. So we're all right. So I think smartly we're trying to get rid of this big old skeleton guy.
I will say the big old skeleton guy looks real bad. Real bad.
Okay, great.
Real bad?
Splintered.
Real bad.
Let's attempt a sacred flame. Dexterity save 16, please.
Sacred fire. Sacred
dexterity is... apparently this thing is somehow okay at that.
It's really light.
Got a lot of moving parts to
wiggle
around.
What number did you say I needed to get? Like 16 or something?
16.
That didn't
work. Okay, the more finger bones you have, the more dexterous you are.
Yeah, regardless of where they're attached.
That will be, and I will add my blessed strike damage to it for a total of, that did not happen correctly. Again, 7 radiant damage. Boy, that was underwhelming.
Right. Well, you know what? You blast kind of a strategic hole in the central skull, and the whole thing just kind of, it's like you pulled up the linchpin and all the bones just come clattering to the ground, no longer animated or connected in any way. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
That bone golem will not be troubling us any further.
Yay!
And we, as a united front, we all turn to face.
Yeah.
Rahadine. And that one bone golem is hiding.
He's really scared, and it's everything's fine.
Cowering.
I imagine he's just trying to look like a pile of bones at this point, like, because he came out of basically like a stack of bones, and so he's just, he's trying to, you know, like, here I am.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
I feel kind of bad furniture.
Well, it is still made from the remains of, I don't know, dozens of people.
Kind
but
of.
But anyway,
not
speaking,
like extremely.
Speaking of remains, it's Argyle's turn, followed by Rahadine.
So we can say a lot of things about Rahadine, but would we call him a creature who has not yet acted?
Yeah, I guess we would call him a creature who has not yet acted because he...
He doesn't do improv even?
Yet.
He's not
yet
acting.
Thank you, Erica, for the
big break. That does not, so, okay. That does not count.
Tony, is Rahadine like out and about doing missions for Strahd, or is he more of like a house lackey?
He's a house lackey. He's a chamberlain, so he's... are you just asking, like, is this like, you want to get to know him?
I'm fishing a little bit because,
like, have Rahadine
and Argyle, do they have any sort
I don't
of
think
history?
So. Okay. Rahadine is basically in charge of Castle Ravenloft, the day-to-day.
Gotcha.
Rahadine was previously a general in Strahd's army, but Strahd's army, Strahd doesn't really have a
disbanded
army
a long
name.
Time
a long time ago, back okay. in the back in the so, alive days.
So it's as though Argyle's like assassin training kicks in without him
finally,
really, without him like really, you know, even knowing it.
Didn't kick in when I sent him to murder you all. So.
Did not.
Oddly enough,
we're a lot friendlier than this guy.
He has advantage, so that'll be a 22 to hit.
Rahadine has some impressive armor, but not 22 impressive.
Well, and any hit the assassin scores against a surprise creature is a critical hit.
I will say that Rahadine is amazed and surprised that Argyle is present and has hit him, and that these things are happening to Rahadine.
And I will say Argyle, also amazed.
I think the rest of us are too.
So let's see. So that's going to be so
did it like rebound off like four things before it hit him or something?
Okay, so that's 15 piercing damage. And then Rahadine needs to make a DC 15 constitution saving throw.
Alright, let me just check. He might have some bonuses to that. Well, he's got a pretty good bonus to that.
Or is he immune to poison?
Is he immune to poison? No, he's not. He's not undead, which would be the main thing that would make you immune to
he's
poison.
He's an elf.
Yeah.
I thought he was an undead elf for some reason.
He's extremely spooky. He is about as spooky as a living thing can be.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know, obviously, Strahd,
he's just
more
a real
spooky.
Jerk.
But, if we had to go back, flashback, it's the 1980s. Strahd and Rahadine are hanging out. They've got mullets.
Oh my god.
Someday I'm going to have an awesome castle in Barovia, man.
I dig it, says Rahadine. And Rahadine is somehow spookier than Strahd when Strahd's alive. But Strahd died, became a vampire, got that extra 10% of spooky. Okay. So, I have not actually recorded any damage to Rahadine yet. Was I supposed to?
15.
15.
And then the constitution saving throw?
I rolled, like, 11.
Okay. Then, so if, let's see. So is it all of the dice on the attack get rolled twice?
Yes. Any damage you do.
Even if it's a sub-effect?
Any damage you do. Sneak attack would be doubled.
I think that was a question for the Dungeon Master, Dan. And my answer is scholars have not yet figured out how many.
Okay, well,
I've devoted many years of my life to studying this, Tony.
How about an additional 30 poison damage?
Yeah. You like that?
All right. Pro tip for listeners who might someday fight Ra'Dean in the future. Do not hold back. Ra'Dean is mean.
Also, bring Aragol.
Liam Green, mean Ra'Dean?
Aragol, I think, like, Aragol, after the crossbow left, or Bolt left his crossbow, was like, this was a mistake.
Did he go off by accident? Yeah. He was, like, cleaning it, and it went off.
And then as the green tendrils of poison start, like, pulsing across Ra'Dean's chest.
I'm so sorry.
Does not feel any differently about this. All the color drains from Aragol's face.
One of the veins on Ra'Dean's neck kind of bulges as poison is pumping through it, and Ra'Dean looks somehow more pissed off than he did when he came in and found you trying to steal a dragon skull 4 seconds ago. Anything else from Team Aragol?
I won't have him run away, although I suspect that he kind of wants to.
Ra'Dean is next.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I do not find your antics amusing. Ra'Dean...
What are you, a critic?
Everybody's a critic.
Let's see.
Maybe he's talking to the clockwork jester antics.
Who does he bear ill will to?
Yes.
I mean, literally everyone.
Who doesn't he?
Does he bear good will to
anyone? That list is shorter for sure. Mm-hmm.
Is it just Stride?
Ra'Dean misty steps next to Crucible, dang, who was recently holding a dragon skull, and does a multi-attack on Crucible.
Oh, no.
You got all those juicy hit points.
Yeah.
Tony, the first time he enters that aura.
Oh!
Well, this is actually, maybe this may be a point of order question, because... Let me just check on the wording here. When the creature enters the area for the first time on a turn. Yep, sounds great. Make a wisdom saving throw, please.
All right.
Yeah, misty stepping is still entering.
Yeah, no. Let's see. I got +7 to wisdom saves. I rolled a 14.
That's not enough, my friend.
I probably had to roll a 16 to get you, right?
You did have to roll a 16 to succeed. That is going to be...
You know what? I'm just point of order here. I'm basically going to decide Ra'Dean has, like, perched himself atop the skull that you placed upon the ground.
Like jauntily or
weird.
Like a Captain Morgan on a bottle of rum.
You're not taking the skull without going through me.
Oh, I see.
Gotcha. All right, well, 17 radiant damage to start off.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like that.
I do.
I love it. Well,
this is about
also,
me.
Also, I would
you.
Just like you. I would like to point out that
I don't like when you do damage to people on.
That's
my
favorite thing to do.
It's great. Also, I have taken a new turn since the last time I tried to protect one of my friends, and Crucible is within 5 feet of me. So I reach out my shield once again as Ra'Dean tries to.
Advantage.
Yep.
All right.
So on the first attack, I think.
So I'm gonna roll. I'll roll these with dice.
Ooh, good choice.
Wow.
Better than using rocks.
I'll roll them with physical dice because that's easier to keep track of things. Let's see. First one is with disadvantage due to Brulgish's shield.
Friendship. Due to friendship.
Due to friendship. Well, I rolled the same on both die. 17 Crucible?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh. Crucible. Second attack is... I'm going to guess that 16 doesn't work either. Come on, dice. How about 25?
25 will hit. Hard.
All right. Ra'Dean is wielding an ancient-looking scimitar and just raining blows down upon you. Only one hit. 9 slashing damage. Ra'Dean stands back, perched atop the dragon skull. And it's here that you all become aware of Ra'Dean's aura. Now, Ra'Dean is a horrible individual who has slain hundreds in battle and probably you know, maybe working on 100 in not battle, you know, just funsies. And the souls of all the creatures Rahadin has slain kind of circle around him and aren't great. So any creature within the aura, which by my count is Samus, Crucible, Arakal, Broldish, Lena, Elevor,
Pony,
and Imra. But not Danu.
Oh, wait, I thought Danu's, did Danu leave?
Danu's here, so also Danu.
Also Danu must make a DC 16 wisdom saving throw.
All right.
DC 16 wisdom
saving. Do we get advantage or a bonus 16. Because we're near a paladin?
Oh, I think you do.
That would be good to know.
Let me just take a look at my features and traits. It is. I have a lot of features and traits. I'm just scrolling and scrolling.
That's
and scrolling.
What we say about you, Erica.
Aura of protection. While you are conscious, so key me up, you grant all friendly creatures, including me, within a 10-foot, within 10 feet, a +2 bonus to all saving throws.
Wow. Yes.
+2. That's awesome. Yep. I got a 21.
Okay, so that puts me at 16.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what you need to get.
And beat
friendship.
Yes. And beat Dubs. I also
our spirits are bolstered, and his spirits are terrible.
I got a 23.
I also made a concentration saving throw since he hit me, but spirit guardians still good.
What was the DC again?
17.
16.
16. Okay. So Elevor way passed. Samus passed. Now let's see if Danu can pass. I don't know.
Yeah, Pony's trying.
Oh, heck yes. 20 for Danu.
I don't like this where you all rally together against the horrible, deathly choir that is Rahadin's
aura.
Yeah,
but you know who didn't?
Oh, no.
Pony Sindelarnt.
No! Pony Sindelarnt, his mind is blown as he takes 24 psychic damage.
Oh, my God.
Elevor lands... Not Elevor. No. Rahadin? Broldish lands on her butt.
Oh no.
Dump.
All of you who succeeded take 12 psychic damage.
Mm. Pony only has 11, so it wouldn't have even mattered if it, like, at full hit points, Pony has 11 hit points.
It's
so.
It's about pride. Mm-hmm. Which he lost.
Yeah. He's feeling fine wherever he is.
Yep.
So you said 12? If we made it?
Psychic damage. If you made it.
Oh, still damage being done. Okay.
Yeah, it is half 1A6A.
I don't like that.
24 if you failed, which I think only Pony did. 12. Oh, okay. I see what you're doing.
I'm just getting rid of
I was like, that's drastic, Erica.
No. I'm moving Pony away and keeping Broldish.
Got it.
Danu disappears.
Oh, no.
Still alive. Just not hanging out.
All right. I miss him already.
But I saved again on concentration.
I miss her as well.
We just made that token, Micah. I thought you'd take better care of it.
Oh, she's fine. She's just at her own. She's in the Feywild.
She right. was just near ghosts, and now she has to go recover.
Jane, did you roll for Aragal in that?
I did not roll for Aragal. Aragal critted. Aragal, like, clocks this guy and is like...
Game recognized
This is
game.
What I have been training for my entire life, I say in my ever-shifting accent.
God, like, I don't know what's up with Aragal, but Aragal is just not falling for this guy's tricks.
Ravenloft, it has changed me.
Lita just gives him a weird look.
It's that book. He's wiser for reading.
Yeah. All right. True. Well, Lena, you are next, followed by Vasilika, followed by Samus. Let's move it along.
Lena holds aloft her glowing sword. Does he recognize that sword, or at least the hilt of it?
Yeah, there's kind of a flutter of recognition on his eyes, and he said, "But that's impossible."
Ooh.
And then you hit him with it.
Yeah.
Very
or at
possible.
Least I try to. Okay, so this is going to be 25.
25 hits Rahadin.
Okay.
Good.
Keep track of anyone else who rolls 25 or above.
13 radiant damage followed by...
I will tell you, with 13 radiant damage, you have bloodied Rahadine.
Nice. Yes! Oh, heck yes.
What?
And then another 13 radiant damage.
Is a challenge rating 10 horrible villain. But these things happen.
And but Lena says, oh, it's possible.
Love it.
Good line.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lena, is that all for you? Oh, is there one more coming?
Does everyone who wants to be in melee have room to get into melee?
I think
like,
so.
Should Lena scoot right around?
Did you attack twice?
Yes.
Yeah, 13 and 13.
I did not.
Oh, I thought you did. Okay.
No, that was my attack and then my
radiant damage.
My sneak attack, which is also radiant. Okay. So I haven't attacked the second time yet, but if I needed to get away so that someone could slide into melee, I would. But
since I mean, if you want to disengage and get away just to get out of the aura, I would not blame you. But you're also doing a lot of damage.
I think she's gonna stay in there at least for the time being. Okay, so she's going to, I guess, scoot around. No, she'll stay where she is, and then her second attack. Nah, that's only a 14.
All right. I think Vasilika is next. Vasilka.
Vasilka has been keeping an eye on Piddlewick 2 along with Andrade.
Yeah.
Has he
moved? I don't think he's had a turn. He wants to get away. I think he has not had the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, like, not only does he have a dent in his head, he also is surrounded by webs.
Yeah,
is Vasilka's hit point situation like?
As far as I know, she hasn't taken...
Yeah, she's still at full.
I think she's fine.
No, but like, what is...
Yeah, what is
how
her
many
hit
does
point?
She have? Quite a few. Hold on, I have my sheet here.
93. Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it might not be the worst idea to have her actually in combat.
She can't regenerate points, though, can
yeah,
she?
Yeah, right. She can't... I think she cannot...
Oh, we can't heal her ever?
Can we not heal her with lightning or something?
Lightning.
She actually can be healed
yes,
with lightning.
Yes, correct.
Oh, that's I have
but
lightning.
If she takes any fire
lightning.
Damage, bad news.
Yes.
I mean, we can have her come in and do a multi-attack if you want. She doesn't do a ton of damage, but how are we feeling about that?
Well, because how long is the golem going to be spoken for? Like, if we end up in combat with both of them, it's going to be, like...
Yeah.
What's her speed, though? Because I don't think she has enough speed to get into melee range and attack on one turn.
Her speed is 30, so yeah.
Yeah, then she's a little far away.
Four,
yeah.
Five, six.
I think she should just crush Piddlewick, too.
Do we not...
Just stomp.
Is there nothing we need to get out of Piddlewick, too?
Can
not
we move
really.
Her up by Andradite, maybe? Sure. So that yeah. if she needs to get closer...
Yeah, sure.
She should pick up... Piddlewick too, yeah. like from the wall, and if necessary, brandish him as a club.
That would be amazing.
I will mention that Piddlewick is carrying a little club.
Perfect.
Yep.
Offhand
double
two weapon attack.
Weapon. Let's go clubbing.
I think. All right. I'm gonna have her move closer, but I think she's gonna sort of keep an eye on Piddlewick too for the moment and be there as a reserve. I don't know what round we're on, Tony, but I believe the bone golem was turned for a full minute.
I think we're on round.
For the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I think we're on about round three, and so
seven more,
three
rounds.
More rounds.
So, seven more rounds.
I'm not. I kind of felt like unless you dither here,
So just keep pouring it on.
Which you are want to do.
Keep pouring it on Rahadine as much as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
All right, Samus.
Yep. Samus is going to strike out with a claw and does, I think, a 22 hits.
Yeah.
22 hits.
Yay. It wasn't a 25, but it still felt high. So Samus does 11 slashing damage.
Don't like that.
And I think that's it. Yeah, so that's all Samus can do with a claw. Piddlewick's turn.
All right. Piddlewick, remind me, Micah, I think Piddlewick is currently webbed by your spiders.
Yes, yep. And so that counts as restrained. The restrained target can make a DC 12 strength check to bust out. It will take an action.
Piddlewick strains pathetically against the webs and is still stuck to the wall. We are back around to the top of the order. Aline.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm just gonna
get out of the order.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm going to what is to the east of the room? Are these windows?
No, you're downstairs. You're in the doors. Basement.
You're in the basement, right?
It would be unusual for there to be windows. There's a set of double doors leading east to
double doors.
Sights unknown.
Okay. I am going to what's my speed? I should have been planning this. I apologize.
Everything's changing so quickly. It's really hard to plan too far ahead.
That's true. I am going to go to the opposite side of the room from the doors.
Yep.
Far away from, well, relatively far away from our friend with the creepy AF aura. And I'm going to fire at him with a couple of arrows. I keep using D&D Beyond a roll, and I am wanting to roll my actual D20. So this is a 28 to hit for my first arrow.
28 hits, Rahadine. You all are rolling very high, and I do not appreciate it.
Except Pony.
Oh.
How Pony, about a 17?
Pony is on my side. That's why he is my namesake. 17 does not. Rahadine kind of knocks the arrow out of the air with his scimitar.
Okay, so the first is 11 points of damage, so at least that's better than nothing. Oh, and also I moved my hunter's mark over, so that's another 4 points of damage.
Rahadine is not looking great.
I think that
he was
is...
never looking great, very ugly.
It's unkind. We don't judge people by their ghoulish appearances here at Total Party Kill. We judge them by their ghoulish accents. In this case, Rahadine killed 1,000 people.
Fair enough.
That is a good life lesson.
Also, let's just remember what Rahadine looks like. Ta-da!
Yeah, I mean, he's all right.
He's all right or he's all right?
The first one.
Phew, just check.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. He has a tiny bit of, like, the Elrond look about him. Like,
yeah,
Agent Smith.
He's symmetrical. We'll give him that.
Yeah. There we go. I can at least say that.
He has an even number of eyes. Good job, Rahadine. Imra, you all set?
Yeah.
All right. One Bone Golem is hiding. One Bone Golem is dead. Elevor is next, followed by Broldish. Assuming
you
hang around that long.
So, first, the spiders are going to make their way, making their way downtown.
Run back the other way across the room, entering Rahadine's aura.
Legs are fast, and the web bound. Okay. I was trying to turn them around, but whenever I click on them to grab that little turn thing, it shows up right where the token icon shows up, so I can't actually click on the little rotate thing. That's really annoying. That probably made sense to like half of a people.
I got you.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Let us see here. I believe I can do this from a ranged attack, so we're going to just have all of them do web. Let's have two of them do web. Oh yeah, now they're bigger. They are giant spiders. It says large beast. Those feel small for large beasts, just saying. Okay, so the first spider that is the furthest away from Rahadine is going to do a web attack. And does a 14 hit a Dusk
no,
Elf?
No, Rod-Hedain like splits the web down the middle with his scimitar. He's kind of looking a little ragged. He is swinging wildly, but he is trying to block all the shots. So one web blocked.
And the second one, the one that's still farther away, mm-hmm. is going to try a web attack as well. How does a net 20 sound?
As he slices one web, he gets caught in the side by the other web. He kind of spins into it and gets a face full of web. He's trying to tear at it. It's all up in his face. Oh, he's got web in his eyes. You almost feel sorry for him, but then you remember that he murdered 1,000 people.
Yes, I do. And that is why the third spider, who sort of hisses as it as it goes down to the ground, is actually saying, "You hurt my sister," and goes for a bite attack on the face. Do I get advantage if the target is restrained?
I think so.
All right. So we'll do one roll that's not awesome and a second roll that's far more awesome, but I don't know if it's high enough. 21.
That's plenty.
All right, let's see about 8 damage, and then I need you to make a DC 11 Constitution saving throw.
All right, I made it.
That's fine, it's fine, that's fine. So 8 piercing damage, and then Elevor is just going to go whoop and back out of that aura.
That the spider bites into his leg, but unfortunately, Argal's poison is already coursing through.
There's no more room.
There's no room. That's science.
It would end up working like anti-venom, so it's honestly best that the poison didn't work.
His veins, honestly, at this point, you've allowed his blood and poison to drain out. It's practically medicine at this point. All right, Brildish.
Brildish is going to cast a spell that I totally forgot I even had prepared, called Thunderous Smite. It's a bonus action, and it says the first time you hit with a melee weapon attack during the spell's duration, your weapon rings with thunder, let's hope I hit, that is audible within 300 feet of you, and the attack deals an extra 2d6 thunder damage to the target. Additionally, this is important,
this sounds it like must... this might be audible throughout a decent part of Castle Ravenloft.
Which we're leaving.
All right. Well, now you really have to.
Okay.
Jane, I think this is a burn the boat situation here.
It must succeed on a strength saving throw or be pushed 10 feet away from you and knocked prone. I want to get that aura.
All right. Do you have to hit first before any of that?
I do. So
shenanigans happen.
Please hit. Come on, Hala.
In Hala's name, Brildish shouts, and then 23 to hit.
Wow. Ooh. Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Yep. And where's my die? There it is. So that is 7 points of slashing damage.
Ugh.
And
non-magical slashing damage, just so we're clear.
And 9 points of thunder damage. And then strength saving throw. I think the target is...
I rolled a 8.
Haha! All right, he's pushed 10 feet away.
Rod-Hedain is flung by your axe across the room. His body
into the wall.
Hits the wall with a sickening, wet, crunching noise. Oh. And he crumples to the ground. Maybe only Samus is close enough to hear him whisper, "Master, I have failed you," as he goes limp and is no more. The elf that killed 1,000 has been taken down by you. The dog and
by Hala.
And also
by Hala.
And Samusist from Hala.
And Onitar.
What happens to all of the spirits?
The thundering, the spirits are released and are at peace.
Hey,
that's our good deed is done.
Way to save 1,000 spirits on one day instead of saving like 5 spirits a day for a
week.
Are
these the Marchi people, or is this that's something else?
Those are different spirits because these are spirits that are stuck with him. Mm.
Are we still in in rounds then, or?
Well, you're not technically in rounds. Things to think about. I think your spiders disappear soon. The bone golem will not be afraid soon. Okay. You just did a thing that was audible for how far, Erica?
300 feet.
Okay, but like, is this like 5 gigahertz or 2.4 gigahertz?
You because also have to take into account walls.
It won't go through those stones. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
I don't think it's like
here.
Automatic.
Sounds like, I mean, it sounds like it's
can
probably
you hear
audible
thunder
to
outdoors?
I think it's fair to assume that we should leave very quickly.
Yeah, but it's quieter inside than it is when you're outside.
It's not
I think that's adjudication to do before casting.
Yeah, so two quick questions.
Erica, not if the storm is inside.
Oh, that storm is coming from inside
that's
the
true.
House.
Everybody in this room, it's super duper loud for. And anybody in other
and
rooms, it would be
too
awful.
Quick. There are. I'm just gonna say, you're in a castle. There are. It is. It would be folly to assume there is no other living creatures that bear you ill will within 300.
All right, quick question. Can we grab anyway, the dragon skull?
Yep.
And then, quick question. Somebody want to check Rahadin? See, just you got anything useful?
Yeah, Lena's all over
great.
It.
Great. Had a feeling.
Brildish is already. Brildish is already lifting up the dragon skull like onto her. Shoulders. She wanted to have Pony to carry it, but Pony's not here, and that's Brildish feels like that's her fault. So Elephor. she's hefting it.
Lena, evil looking scimitar that I don't know most people wouldn't want anything to do with. Bag of spooky Strahd coins and set of keys.
Yes,
the master
that is exactly
keys
what I was hoping you'd have
to Castle Ravenloft because he's the Chamberlain.
Yay! Elevor leans down to Brildish and says, "I thought that axe wasn't magical."
Hela is magical.
And then Elevor just nods his head like, "Oh,
all right,
friends. We should not tarry. We should make our way with haste."
Brildish is literally already like trudging through the door with the skull
on the way
on
by
back.
The bone golem. Crucible's given them one of the. Watching you as the bone golem counters.
Several skulls that make up the bone golem's torso kind of nervously avoid eye contact with Crucible.
The funny thing is that I think we are going to end up coming back this way, so I assume there will still be one bone golem that's here.
But he'll remember us.
Yeah. Oh, man, not them again.
I don't think that'll be a good thing.
Just to dot the I's and cross the T's, I think the spiders probably disappear in a couple seconds.
They do. The water goes away, too.
Your aura goes away too. Piddlewick is probably going to be webbed to a wall for quite a while, given his diminutive strength. But I don't know if you want to, you know, deal with that or just.
Okay. Vasilka just want to throw him over her shoulder as we book it out of here?
I would like that. I would like that.
He will thrash the entire way.
Wait.
He's
webbed. Can we please, Vasilka?
The strength is 19.
Yeah, with your 19 strength. Can you please remove each fingertip? And I'm not joking. I know that sounds cruel, but it's a construct, so it's fine.
Vasilka doesn't care.
Yeah, so Elevor says, Vasilka, yes, please, if you could pluck the ice. We saw what he tried to do. That way his little poison dart fingers
right,
you'll
are
remove
not. Remove the dart fingers. And so
we're just going to release him in the woods.
There you go, little Piddlewick.
Is this like a mouse that you caught in your house? Except
yes,
an
take
evil
him a
doll?
Mile away. Yes, because yeah, we don't
they
want
come
him
back,
to.
Though.
They come back.
They find
no, if
back.
You take him a mile, there is a convenient water. You could just drop him from Ravenloft to Little Barovia. So
I don't know how I feel about killing him.
No, we're not killing him. We're pitting him against the werewolves that we never dealt with.
Okay.
That's how we'll deal with the werewolf problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
problem solves itself, and, people.
All right.
Here.
We can return the dart fingers.
Does Rahadin have any sort of like non-magical, just like medallions or insignias or signet ring or
He's
stuff like that?
He's got a big Castle Ravenloft chunky pendant. It's honestly, it's kind of
tacky.
Keep and garish.
A tacky.
But,
like,
the chain
if he had like a signet ring or something, she would probably take it, but she doesn't want.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
too
much.
Yeah.
Let me move you to this
statement
map.
Statement jewelry is not a Lena Dulina thing.
No.
So I believe you entered the basement of Ravenloft the Cellars through kind of a back secret staircase.
Yep.
So I'm not entirely sure where you're going from here. I've loaded you onto this map, which is on level 1, but you are in a kind of space between the walls back here. Do you know where you're going from here?
Do we know where this goes if we just walk forward?
We thought that, well, I know I personally thought that this stairway was the stairway right on top of it.
Yeah.
So let's just walk forward and keep an eye out for secret doors and ways out.
Yes. Everybody's looking very closely for secret doors.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you're heading, you've run back up to what you think you're on the first floor of Ravenloft.
Yeah.
Remember when you had a carefully thought out escape plan and you're like, oh, it's not a big deal to carry a big skull. Now you've gotten to the place where you're on the map and you're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Does anybody have the thing that can make doors?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We might need to do that.
Yeah. Oh. We can pass wall if we want to.
And I've got a stone shape too.
Let's see if there's a door in this area that we haven't
first
seen
check
yet.
The door.
But
and then
if not, we're.
Yeah. So what's.
I got a 12 on a perception check to look for secret doors.
It's very dirty here, Braldish.
Pass wall is a fifth level
spell.
Also,
I'm carrying a skull.
I've got a stone shape too, which would also do it.
Does it last like permanently? Because having a weird door in the side of the castle,
it's going to be so drafty.
The castle's
notoriously not known for being drafty
shape is
anyway.
Permanent, so I can make a door that we can get in through again later.
So does stone shape let you do worked stone though?
It does.
So the difference between stone shape is that it's only 5 feet, so we just have to make sure we do it on a part where the wall is thicker than 5 feet.
Also, it says you can also shape a stone door on its frame to seal the door shut. The object you create can have up to 2 hinges and a latch. We can literally make a door.
Yeah. Just like a new way. I mean,
yeah, like there's going to be some servants walking by like,
or a goat.
This
let's not forget.
As long as it's big enough to get this skull through.
Yeah,
I'm happy.
I mean, honestly, since we know we want to go back this direction, well, let's
yeah, can
see
we walk,
if there's
Tony,
a door
Tony,
here.
What is down, if we walk down to the end of this corridor here?
Yeah, to the west.
I have dark vision, so I'd be able to see that far from where I am.
You are looking around?
Yeah, me too.
Crucible, there's kind of
I got a lightsaber.
You're... Don't get a suit.
We're all being very competitive.
Yeah. You are looking. There's kind of a T intersection here. It is dark and musty and kind of filthy here. It does not seem like anything has been this way in quite some time. To the west, you can see it looks like kind of a guard room with arrow slits that look out on the courtyard of Castle Ravenloft. Mm. So you can confirm that you are indeed on the first floor. To the north, it looks like storage. It looks filthy.
Okay.
I see plenty of ways
Let's
out.
Let's create a door.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Where do you guys want it?
You're the expert at architecture.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Yep. Tony, where is the least conspicuous place around here I could put a door?
I feel like if you just dropped a door right here, kind of in the corner, it would be real easy. And you know that the wall is thin here because there's arrow loops set up, so you know you aren't accidentally doing a spell somewhere that you can't do it.
Consider it done. Fourth level stone shape is cast. So I've created a door.
Cool.
Looking out the arrow loops, is it daytime or nighttime?
That's a great question.
I don't know.
So daytime.
It is. You see the rosy fingers of dawn just barely peeking through the hazy light of overcast Barovia. As you escape from Castle Ravenloft, a horrible place that you are destined to return. It takes you almost a day of travel to reach Argenvostholt. You decide not to stop over in Velaki, for it is a troublesome place. And so you arrive.
And we have a skull.
Just after sundown at the former Order of the Silver Dragon, you go to the tomb of Argenvost, where you know to lay the dragon skull, such that Argenvost will hopefully be slightly more at rest. And as you do so, in the dwindling light of the early night of Barovia, something strange happens. It is as if there is a glowing tower atop Argenvostholt that is not there anymore, but like a shining beacon, like a lighthouse in the night. In a land that knows only dark and sadness, there is now a source of light, a source of hope.
Broldish is praying to Hela under breath.
For you have lit a beacon. You have done two things. You have restored honor and dignity to these fallen paladins and cleric, and you have taken from Strahd von Zarevich one of his most powerful and trusted allies. For completing this boon, you all gain +1 bonus to your armor class.
Woohoo!
No. Yeah. For as long as you remain in Barovia.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Also, I'm kind of picturing the this part as the light shines up from the beacon. It's like the end of Return of the Jedi. There's a lot of yub-nub going on.
Celebrate. You are not in Valaki. You are not in Berez. You are not in Little Barovia. But in each of those distant towns, a few people look up and see a distant glowing light. And they feel something they have never felt in Barovia before.
This is
will that hope be crushed? Will Strahd von Zarevich rise up and punish you for slaying his friend and comrade? Will your deaths be brief or will they be endless and eternal? For answers to questions such as these, tune in next season to Total Party Kill, Dog and Pony Show. That's right, season finale, the end.